off and running on a Tuesday morning. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, back in effect here on The Fan. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. And gee, what will we ever discuss tonight? Yes, it is all about the Knicks. They are back in the NBA Finals. Just say it out loud. It's a reality. The Knicks are back in the NBA Finals. And this show, Knicks fans, is for you. 888-808-1019. First time since 99. And they go and handle their business in Cleveland. I will say the Cavaliers did a better job of making sure the Knicks weren't sitting in the front row than the actual Cavaliers did of slowing the Knicks down in any way. Because you saw it early on. You figured after game one, most people said this series is over. With the way the Knicks had been playing up until that point, the way they came back in game one to steal that win, as the Cavaliers just choked it up. I thought that the pressure was off the Cavaliers a little bit after that game one loss. So maybe game two, they would, nah. And then once game two was over, this series was over, and you saw that on full display tonight. Knicks get out to a 12-point lead after one. They pour it on in the second quarter. They pour it on in the third quarter. And they finish it off with a four-game sweep, 130 to 93. So now, what is it, 11 straight wins? I don't know what the point difference was. Is it 250 now? 260? Whatever it is. The Knicks are an absolute machine, and they are destroying this Eastern Conference and are now back in the NBA Finals. And it is almost unreal. It's almost surreal. Maybe you're one of the younger Knicks fans who doesn't really appreciate how long this has been, you know? If you are in your teens, you live through some tough times. But I think you have to be around to remember 99 or 94 and really have gone through just the worst times as a fan, where forget about NBA Finals. Sometimes it was just an accomplishment to make the playoffs. And it felt like the finals was a dream too big. And now for the Knicks to be back in the finals for the first time in 30 years, the way they have done it, if I would have told you at the beginning of the year that not only would the Knicks get to the NBA Finals, but they would destroy teams, not just every once in a while, on a regular basis, 11 straight wins. All but one of them, I believe, have come by double digits. And most of them, it feels like in the second half, it's like waiting on New Year's. You're just waiting for the clock to wind down. The celebration starts in the fourth quarter. The celebration starts in the third quarter. And that was more of it tonight, as the Cavaliers just got run out of their own building and the Knicks just did what they had to do. So now they have a nice long layoff as they wait to find out what comes from the Western Conference, if it's the Thunder, if it's the Spurs. But you just think about, if you are a Knicks fan who remembers 99, all the slop that as a fan you had to sit through until the last 5 years. You know, you got to sit through Howard Eisley. You got to sit through Shandon Anderson. You got to sit through Vin Baker, or Antonio McDice, or Clarence Weatherspoon, or Mike Sweetney, Jerome Williams, Ronaldo Bachman, Marty Colley. I mean, the names go on and on and on. And there was a time just mentioning how the Knicks are going to get to the NBA Finals would have drawn laughs, would have drawn snickers, because the Knicks were the punchline. They were the laughingstock of the NBA. But no longer. Back in the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. And Look, we have plenty of time to look ahead to the finals when we find out who it'll be that the Knicks are playing. I'm sure that the Knicks will be, well, it's all well and good that the Knicks were able to do this. It was all well and good that the Knicks were able to sweep the Cavaliers or sweep the Sixers or beat the Hawks the way they did. But, you know, the Western Conference is going to be such a different story. Such a different story. Maybe. We'll see. We get to play it, though. We get to play it out. We don't have to take your word for it. We get to see it. We get to play it out. And I would just say, if you're going to try to present the case that the Knicks are just a product of a weak Eastern Conference, just flip it. Just flip it. Put the Thunder in the Eastern Conference. How much more dominant could they possibly be than the Knicks have been? They've lost two games the entire playoffs, and each of those were by a single point. And all the other games that they've played, they've won basically in blowouts. Most of the games have been over by the third quarter. That's not the way, this is not the way it's supposed to go. But this is the way it's gone because that's how dominant the Knicks have been. There's been no playing with their food. There's been no messing around. Since falling down 2-1 to the Hawks, the Knicks have flipped the switch, and it has gotten them now to 11 straight wins in dominating fashion and back in the NBA Finals for the first time in 27 years. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. So I want to start things off on the phone. Let's start things off with Kyle's in Smithtown. Kyle, you're first up on the Fan.
Hi, how are you? Let's go Knicks, baby.
There you
I'm
go.
Here with my buddy Joe. What a feeling. What a feeling. Something I've never felt in my life. Just surreal, you know, and hard to put into words. But we're gonna get to enjoy it for the next week or so, and I'll take all that time in the world. Let them rest up, and then we'll go at it. So my question to you is this: this Knicks team that we've seen these past 11 games looks like a different team than what we saw in the regular season. And my question to you is that did they hold something back? Is that something intentional by Brown to hold back this type of game plan and what they're doing in the regular season and save it for the playoffs? Because if it is, it's worked. And I just don't know if that was intentional or it's just kind of the way it's happened.
Well, look, Kyle, you know, they came into the, thanks for the phone call. They came into the season, and we focused a lot on Mike Brown. Hey, he's got to get to the finals this year. He's got to get to the finals. That's all we focused on. You don't think that the players knew they have to get to the finals this year after everything that happened last year? And I do think that when you come in and you're an NBA team, especially an NBA team, because the regular season is just so largely meaningless, right? Like, you have to handle your business, but there's going to be lulls because the season takes forever. That sometimes you kind of get lost in, you know, the monotony of the NBA's regular season. And maybe it was that they were kind of holding things back because they knew that how they were going to be judged was the playoffs. And once they fell down in that series against the Hawks, they have been a completely different team. They have been playing lights out. They could not be peaking at a better time. And that's absolutely what they're doing right now, man. They are playing the best basketball this group has ever played over 11 straight games, over, you know, a month plus now. And they have just rolled through this thing. And it's funny that I hear about, you know, well, the East is just so bad. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that when it was the Sixers. I didn't hear that going into the series against the Cavaliers. I didn't even hear that going into the series against the Hawks. I only hear that after the fact. So this Knicks team, I mean, you can't say enough about Jalen Brunson. What have we not said already about Jalen Brunson? Don't believe he played at all in the fourth quarter last night because he didn't need to. That's how dominating the Knicks were from start to finish. They put this thing away early, as they've done many times before. And, you know, if you see a team blow out another team once or twice, these 11 games have largely all been blowouts. You know, they're winning games by 37 points, winning games by 50 points. You don't see that. And that's what this Knicks team has done. It's been absolutely incredible. And now we get to wait. We have to, you know, the only part, hard part now is you got to play the waiting game. June 3rd, the NBA Finals don't begin until June 3rd. That's the only issue for Knicks fans right now. You have to wait until June 3rd to see the Knicks play once again. But it's a good problem to have, taking care of their business, not having any let up, not having any letting the foot off the gas at all, going out and destroying the Cavaliers and embarrassing the Cavaliers. Let's be honest. The Cavaliers as an organization have to be embarrassed. Now, I don't know how the Cavs did analytically in the game tonight. I don't know if this was another analytical win for them or not. What analytics are you looking at? You're getting destroyed by 37 points. What analytics could you possibly be? I would say you have to rejigger the analytics if the analytics are telling you, hey, you know what? This is pretty good. We're doing pretty well. You're doing pretty well. How do you figure? Explain it to me because I need to know. Let's go out to Jeremiah's in White Plains. Jeremiah, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, I just got to say, I can't believe it. I'm so emotional. All these years of being the laughing stock, all these years of people making fun of my Knicks and making fun of me, and it just feels so good to get past those years, over two decades of being one of the worst teams in the league to be where we are. You know, I really think this has to put into conversation two things. This is probably the best Knicks team in a long, obviously, definitely over the last two decades, but the best Knicks team in a long time. And I think this also has to solidify Brunson's place as one of the greatest Knicks of all time. The fact that he came here, turned his whole franchise around, turned his whole career around, and has us at the doorstep of a title. I don't know your thoughts, but I think this really puts Brunson in that top five category at least.
Easily. What he is able to do and come here and for it to build every single season, and for him to pick this organization. Now, it was a family tie. It was a connection there. But nobody thought that he was going. Even the most optimistic Knick fan, I don't think, thought that Jalen Brunson was going to be what he turned out to be. He has exceeded our expectations. It's like the Knicks. They have exceeded our expectations during this run. Like, do you know a single Knick fan that thought they were going to blow teams out by 37 points and 50 points? And I mean, every game by double digits, every single game, basically? Playoff series are supposed to be a battle. They're supposed to be a war. You lose game two, you got to come back. No, Nick just said, the hell with that. Break out the brooms. They're going to sweep another team. So, yeah, absolutely. Jalen Brunson. Now, look, I will say, as someone who was around for 99 was different than 94 because 99 was just such a miracle, out-of-nowhere run. They were the eighth seed. They knock off the Heat in the first round. They get to a final. There was not, for most people, a high expectation that the Knicks were going to win in 99 because it was just such an amazing. They were a team that was lucky kind of to make the playoffs. I think they won 27 games that year. It was a shortened season. 94, there were expectations there. And I can just tell you as much. And look, celebrate this now. Enjoy this now. Don't jump ahead. But there's still work to do. Like, this is not over yet. The Knicks simply getting to the NBA Finals is not enough. If the Knicks had gotten to the finals and they were winning 6-game series, 7-game series, eking past teams, just hitting a shot, that would be one thing. This team is so dominant and has played so well and is playing as high a level that they've ever played that it has to change your expectation from, hey, make the NBA Finals to you got to go win now. They have to go win now. If they can't win now, when would they ever win? Winning 11 straight games, dominating the way they have been, just sweeping team after team, they got to go win now. That's all there is to it. But I understand what you mean because it was not that long ago that you mentioned the Knicks and an NBA championship and you would have been laughed out of the room. You would have been laughed at by your friends. They would have, get out of here. Knicks are never going to. Knicks are a punchline. Knicks are an afterthought. get turned down by free agents. And think about how many free agents the Knicks have tried to woo over the years. All the names that have been attached to the Knicks. And for the fact of it to be that Jalen Brunson is going to turn out to be the guy who has not only gotten this team back in on track and built to what they've been, but now back in the NBA Finals for the first time in almost 30 years. He's already a Knick legend. There's only one thing that's missing now, and you know what it is. It's an NBA championship. So lots to do. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get to maybe hear some of the sounds of the game from the Knicks after their big win and now getting ready to face off against whoever comes out of the West, and they've got a long layoff. And unfortunately, that was the only stumbling block of this series against the Cavaliers, was shaking off that rust in game one. And once they shook off the rust, the rest was history. But I do think it'll be a little different in the NBA Finals for one big reason. I'll tell you what it is coming up. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, the Knicks, going back to the NBA Finals right here on The Fan.